Instructions for the labyrinth. Abandon in that maze, raised by those walls. Quarry must be from the start, to hunt the raw block you seek, the translucent skin, the span without fault, the clear milk-white eye of myth, stone that will hold and keep. Trace the fissure, and pound it with iron wedges, jammed between iron splints, hammered with iron-headed mallets. Follow the spreading fissure as if you tracked the story of your birth. Open it for the levers, and with so many hands as can be found, push. You will not want the story. You will want sleep. Split it from the parent rock. Finally, the deep-throated crack, the massive release. Cut away the excess and flip it for leveling. A river rises now in the mountains of your birthplace from a dark cavern in a vast chain of underground streams and caves. You have been told. Save the polishing for later. There may be damage along the route. Ropes, pulleys, winches, levers, beams, and rollers. Muscle it. It must be raised from the hole. The uncle who tried to strangle you to silence was no uncle at all, not even friend, but stranger. Even now you talk too much, using words to grease the skids. Maneuver it from the sledge onto the heavy wagon with the tall wheels. Hitch up the mules. Again you travel to the reputed house of your birth. The rooms unfold into other rooms. No one knows you there. Hoist the load up the incline, sending down the mules yoked to the empty wagon as the other wagon rises. Set the chocks. Again. You were sent away at birth to be raised by strangers, mother and father, in the spill of time. That procession of hidden stars. Cast sand over the marble face and rub down with the smoothing plate. Grind for days. It will take two of you, more if they can be found. And when you find your way back again, your birth mother at last will deny you. The assembly must be seamless and follow the plan of the double axe, the seed pattern. Refined. Set your mystery in its navel. Then will come the sacrifices, the bull leaping, the bull fights, the dancing, the woven mosaics underfoot, the wine, the king on his throne, the quake and flood, the erosion, the mirrors and confusions of blank moonlight, the statues that walk. The genius free or merely lost in the tumble, black water flowing out over the land. The broken gate swinging wide onto the sizzle of emptiness, where there is center everywhere, no circumference at all. The scream of its hinge to ride in your eye, torn from the stone, torn from the sun.